Welcome back to The Source. I'm David Martin Davies. When Robert Bobby Heinlein came back from the war in Iraq, he was burned over almost 40% of his body, and he would lose his left hand. He was the only survivor when his Humvee drove over an improvised explosive device. He's not the kind of guy that you'd expect to see on a stage at a comedy club, but here's a clip of Sergeant Heinlein performing.
I was in the Army. I actually did 4 tours in Iraq, including Desert Storm, an old guy. I love my job, I love going on my tours, but I gotta say, that last tour in 07 was a blast. Thank you.
Sergeant Heinlein is one of the comics featured in a new Showtime documentary, Comedy Warriors: Healing Through Humor. And we're joined by the director of that documentary, John Wager, and Bobby Heinlein here in the studio to tell us more about that. Welcome to The Source, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
So,
hey, Dave. Thanks.
John, thanks for being here. So, Bobby, let me ask you. So on the stage, people who listen regularly to Texas Public Radio may be familiar with your story because Terry Gilday covered you when you were first getting started and told everyone about how this was. And so how have things changed since then and that first story that was told?
Well, it's gotten a lot more serious for comedy.
Serious comedy.
You know, it's kind of a fun thing, and it was an outlet, you know, just to have some fun with it. And then started doing it more and more, and as it progressed since then, and you know, now I'm doing shows in L.A., Vegas, and the documentary with Comedy Warriors, and getting feedback from A-list comedians. It's just unbelievable where it's going from here. It's just amazing where I thought this was just an outlet at first. It turned into could be a career soon.
That's amazing. John Wager, you're the director of the documentary. How did it come about to do this documentary?
First of all, let me just say, David, that the word serious and Bobby Heinlein in the same sentence is a little hard for me to just take in, because once you've hung out with Bobby long enough, he will make fun of just about anything. He's one funny guy. This started basically I was doing some film work with the Wounded Warrior Project, and making documentaries, and I had gotten together with a friend of mine and co-creator Ray Rio, who is the other producer on this project, and we were having lunch one day after one of these one of these 4 or 5 day shoots I had, and he had come from the comedy world. He was in the management business for professional comedians and for years, and I was coming from the film end, and together at this lunch we just said, he had been thinking about doing something with the comedy and the vets and healing, and I had been thinking about, you know, doing something, and we put our heads together and came up with this idea for a documentary. And I had called Al Giordano, who was the co-founder of the Wounded Warrior Project, who was a friend of mine, and I just ran by the idea, and he was like, yeah, sounds like a good idea. We were all kind of like, yeah, we're not sure it's going to work, though. We really had no idea whether it would work. And they helped us send out an email blast to 1,100 of their alumni, looking for submission tapes, people telling a funny story or a joke or a meditation or whatever. And we got about 50 submissions. And from that, we chose the 5 that we made the film with.
So you weren't sure it was going to work in the way that you weren't going to be able to find the wounded warriors who were using comedy?
Well, there was that, and there was the idea that, you know, I don't want to give away the film, but the idea that you're going to go in front of the general audience, and we thought, you know, what we think is funny, maybe they won't think it's funny, and, you know, I don't want to give away the movie, but so far, so good. You know, people are having a tremendous reaction, literally, David. We've been in many film festivals, won many awards, and people don't want to leave a theater afterwards. They're literally closing the theater. They want to talk after the QA is done. They still want to talk to these guys. They want to talk they want to know more. The response has been overwhelming. It's been really wonderful.
So, Bobby, way before this documentary was even conceptualized, you were already doing it. You were on the stage. You were stepping on the stage here in San Antonio, open mic nights. How did that come about? How did you go from a guy who was, you know, came back from the war, dealing with lots of injuries, dealing with pain and other issues, say, I want to get up on stage?
Well, yeah, I started off just being me in the hospital, making light of everything to let my family know that I was okay, let the staff know. I joke around with the other wounded warriors. And I dealt with pain also during physical and occupational therapy. So during all that, my occupational therapist thought I was pretty funny. And with her annoying voice, kept bugging me. Hey, crazy mister, you got to do stand-up comedy. I mean, she's one of those people that are always happy. And you're like, you can't be that happy all the time. But she told me I got to do it. So it's what, again, I didn't think the public would be able to laugh at it. But I had to get her to be quiet somehow. So I went and tried it. I pinky sweared with her that I would try stand-up comedy.
So but when you do your stand-up act, when you go on stage, you tell whoever introduces you to introduce you as Bobby Henline, the well-done comic, to make light of the scarring from the fire, from the burn wounds. And you go on there and you make light of, your condition.
Yeah, I definitely have a self-deprecating style with my comedy. And I think it breaks the ice with everybody. It does it in general public to deal with anybody that's kind of staring with me or has a question. And it lets the audience know it's okay to laugh at me. It's okay to laugh at this. We all go through hard times in life, no matter, it doesn't have to be something dramatic like this. It could, just having a hard time. You got to be able to laugh at it to get through it.
Our phone lines are open. If you got a question or a comment for Sergeant Henline or for John Wager, the director of this film that's on Showtime, documentary showing now, the call in, 614-8980, 614-8980. So you were working with other comics during the documentary. How did you feel talking to guys who had going through the same thing and kind of adopted the same therapy that you have?
Oh, it was great. I mean, the first day they introduced us in Albany, New York, it was just, we all flew in from different areas and it was like we knew each other. I mean, you got the service together, you've been in the Army or in the military, you have that kind of connection there. And then all being wounded is, another thing we had in common. And we all just, when you get five crazy people together like that, you got basically the hangover going on in Wounded Warrior land.
And I got to say, I think you steal the documentary. You come across as a guy that you just fall in love with, think you're an amazing individual, and we see how well you perform on stage. You certainly seem like a natural up on stage, and something that the professional performers always comment on is that you seem like, if you've gone through what you've gone through, stepping on stage with a bunch of people, that should be nothing, right?
Right, yeah. I've been through worse bombing before, I think it makes it easier because, I'm naturally a hunk of burning love. It just comes easy.
So in part of the documentary was working with professional comics, people we know, big names like Lewis Black and others, and they help you refine your act. How much help did they give you?
A lot of help. They have quick comebacks, and Bob Saget was really quick with it with his comebacks and joke ideas for us. Lewis Black gave me some really good advice about slowing down. You got the jokes. Now once the audience trusts you that you make them laugh, give them more detail. Just slowly talk to them, make it more of a conversation. So I've been trying to work on that more.
Yeah, nuance your act. That's great. Yeah. Great advice. We're going to continue the conversation. We're talking with John Wager. He's the director of a Showtime documentary about wounded warriors healing through humor. And with me in the studio, Bobby Henline, a local comic and a wounded warrior. And we want to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies in the studio talking with Robert Bobby Henline, a veteran from the Iraqi War, a wounded warrior, and now he is a professional comedian. And we're also talking with the director, John Wager. He helped produce a new documentary from Showtime where they pair up five wounded veterans with top-level comics and writers and performers to help train and prepare these guys for a full-scale comic event. And it's supposed to be a way of healing. John, so let me ask you, Bobby, was this healing? Is it healing for you to get up there on stage?
It is healing. It's healing for me, and I think it's healing for anybody in the audience that needs any healing in their life. It's like I was saying earlier, it's so healing for everybody. The way it breaks the ice and makes you look at your life a little differently.
So, John Wager, talk about the healing of performing on stage and the title, Comedy Warriors Healing Through Humor.
Well, I mean, that was something. Obviously, it took us a while to figure out what we're going to call this, and you know, the biggest thing about this movie is that it's not. You think it's always about the, you know, Bobby touched on this. You think it's about the guy who's up on stage. You know, that's the part that, oh yeah, it's helping those guys. They can make fun of it. But you know, something we have found, and Bobby can attest to this, that it's helping the audience just as much, if not more, because the audience it helps them get through something that they're working out. You know, it doesn't have to be whatever. You know, the loss of a relative or, you know, something tragic in their life, and it gets them to open up. You know, and so there's a couple things in this and Comedy Warriors which we were striving for, and hopefully we hit the mark on both. And one was dealing with humor, and the other one was to raise the general awareness of what these guys are going through when they get back. And, you know, whether it's PTSD or just being severely wounded and having to come back to their lives. And let's face it, you know, the government, you know, you're pretty much, they're not doing anything to help. And it's a hard road back. You know, it takes time. They have to go through a lot of personal struggles, and you know, right now, you know, obviously talking to Bobby, he makes it look easy, but you know, anyone who knows Bobby had some tough times, and we're hoping this healing through humor is something that's going to move into other areas as well. The idea, if you can laugh at something, once you can laugh at something, that's the first step in moving on in anything. And you know, these guys, you know, they're good at it, yeah, and they really use the humor to get through the day, get through the tough times, and they're all magic, and they're all talented in their own way. And Bobby can talk to that in more detail about the actual comedy, how they all have their own way of own spin on things and use humor in its own style, and it's remarkable. It really is.
So tonight there is a showing in town. Many of our listeners are intrigued. They want to see it. Maybe they don't have showtime, so they can go where tonight to view this?
JW's Bracken Saloon. It's right there off Nacogdoches and 1604, right there.
And you're going to be there?
I'll be there. The show comes on 8:30. I'll be there at 7:30 tonight, and I'll be there answering questions after the show and everything.
So the Bracken
Saloon.
Saloon, okay. And We mentioned PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and this is a condition that a lot of people have who come back from war. And tell me about your experiences with that and how performing has helped you deal with that.
Performing helps you deal with it because it gets you in a comfortable spot. It gets you comfortable with everybody, the big crowd. I mean, you're in a room with 300 people and you're telling jokes to them, but it relaxes you because now you feel like you bonded. And so you get a little more relaxed in there. I think Joe taps on that a lot in the movie. Joe Cash now talks about it a lot in the movie, how it helps him deal with it a lot, because he has a bigger issue with crowds when it comes with PTSD.
Normally you would think you hear that people with PTSD, they don't like the uncertainty, they don't like the loud noises, they don't like a lot of people milling around them, and so they kind of shut down and have issues with that. But being in a comedy club with all the noise and whatever, you know, how does that work?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things I do differently. Like, I'm always there early. I will see the room ahead of time. I'm in front of the crowd. I'm not in the middle of them. I know where the exits are. There's definitely all that stuff. You learn things that you need to get through that night that you have to do yourself, you know, and every triggers are different when it comes to that.
Have you become like a celebrity? You think people, you know, see you and know who you are because you've been out on TV before, and are you become like people, hey, buddy?
It happens now and then. Like, I think I've seen you on TV, and then sometimes they mistake me as the guy from Dance with the Stars.
Yeah, but that's another individual who had a lot of severe injuries, and he was out in public, and he was willing. You know, I think maybe we're breaking down those barriers where it's not so, hey, there's a guy over there who's severely scarred. Let's make him feel like an outcast. No, we don't have to do that, right?
Exactly. No, J.R. Martinez has done wonderful things with that. And, a lot of people mistake me as him, but then I'll hear other guys here in San Antonio say that people come up to me and go, are you the comedian? And they're like, no, that's Bobby. And we're like, I'm not all Burt guys look alike.
one thing that I've noticed is that and this comes out in Comedy Warriors and documentary, is once you get to know Bobby after you talked with him, sat in the show, you don't see any of that anymore. You just see Bobby for Bobby. And that's what, in a way, what some of this is all about. It's just the idea that it's the same person. You're just been through hell, but you're still there. You're still inside there. You know, so that's been a wonderful thing that's come out of this. I think people are recognizing that, and just makes, as Bobby says, it just makes that the humor just makes people immediately more comfortable.
Yeah, we're talking with Bobby Henline, a sergeant who was in the Iraq War. He was severely wounded when his Humvee drove over an improvised explosive device. Also, he's featured in a documentary along with four other wounded warriors called Comedy Warriors, Healing Through Humor. And also on the line, we have John Wager. He directed the documentary. So, Bobby, you were in the first Gulf War. You were, as a youngster, 19 years old, enlisted, and you fought in the one where we were kicked Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and then you went back in. How old were you when you went back in?
I got out right after that, and I went back in at 30 years old, October 31st, 2001, right after 9/11.
So after 9/11, you said, I got to get back in on this.
Correct.
And so you went inside at 30 years old. Did you have to go through basic again?
I had to start over from scratch and Private Henline, had to go back through basic schooling. And then I went to jump school to jump out of airplanes and went to Fort Bragg, North Carolina with 82nd Airborne.
And how was that? I mean, did they treat you like, we got to get this guy out of here?
I was grandpa. I was grandpa. And then the drill sergeants made fun of me. They said I looked like Officer and a Gentleman, Richard Gere, and they'd make me do flutter kicks, and I'd have to scream, there's no place like home. I don't want to go home. And, you know, they had fun with me.
Okay, and so all the individuals, all the different warriors involved in the documentary, they all had such fascinating stories, and you see the tremendous individuals that we have serving in our armed forces in America, of all the diversity. We have a female in there as well, talking about her problems that, you know, it is... Tell me about the treatment you got when you went through our medical system. How was that?
The treatment was really good. I mean, I got everything I needed. Medically, they couldn't explain why I was alive, but as far as anything I need, they're there. They took care of me and anything I want. Now, the help is out there for us, especially when it comes to PTSD. The problem is getting us to ask for it. A lot of us, I think vets helping vets is the best way to do it. You know, call lines, anything like that. But the treatment has been great. I've been treated fine. Anything I need, like I said, I can get it.
So, John Wager, as you did this documentary, is the success, does it make you want to keep following these guys? Is there more to come?
Yeah, it does. I mean, we have a website, comedywarriors.com, where, you know, people can go, and we've been getting tremendous response to, from since it's been airing. You know, where people can book a screening or an event. Now we've hooked these guys up with a professional management group, which is awesome. And I just got asked to do a documentary on funny of Bobby saying that, on a peer-to-peer mentoring, where, you know, Bobby's saying it's better, it's really good when vets are helping other vets. And right now we're kicking around. I think we're going to start a foundation. So people could donate to it, and then we could do more projects like this, where it's, you know, using humor for healing, and it's, to be honest with you, it's happening so fast. When we did this project, David, we didn't know it was going to work.
it would be great to see a stand-up special with the guys just doing their act, because you see them in the documentary, but there really is, like, I want to see them perform. And Bobby, you're performing all the time now around town.
Right, yeah.
Where do people go to see you perform?
They can see me at LOL Comedy Club or Bracken Saloon. We do a open mic every Wednesday night. You can win $50 if you're the funniest comedian out there. So
I have to be funnier than you?
No, not even funnier than me. You know, I don't want to make it too tough.
Okay, and so talk about when you speak to warriors who come back who are dealing with their own injuries, and you talk about your experience, and how does that work?
Yeah, I do a lot of different things with wounded warriors all over the place. You know, these wounded servicemen and women come back and they're not sure how to deal. They think that they can't go on, you know, and I went through that same period. a lot of us go back and we do peer-to-peer mentoring like that, and we help each other out. I go on different fishing trips, ski trips, stuff like that with other wounded service members. And just I'll do comedy there too, and you know, help make them laugh. We'll go skiing all day, then we'll have a couple of drinks, and we'll do some comedy at the bar. And everybody gets to relax, and we help each other out, you know.
So tonight, where do I go to see your documentary?
Head out to J.W. Bracken Saloon out there on Nacogdoches off 1604. Be there at 7:30. The show starts at 8:30.
And you'll be there. You'll be able to talk to folks.
Yep. Or you can turn on Showtime at 8:30.
And so, and John, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you go to ComedyWarriors.com, you can pre-order DVDs or book a screening or an event with these guys. So the pre-ordering DVDs is going to be a few days away. But it's
out of time. John Wager, thank you so much. Bobby Henline, fantastic. This is The Source on KSTX.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.